From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump Wednesday said he made a decision on the international Iranian nuclear agreement, but declined to tell reporters what the decision was. The president has been critical of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, since it was signed in 2015. Vice President Mike Pence earlier told the UN Security Council that Iran remains a menace in the Middle East.
The world's leading state sponsor of terrorism continues to flout the spirit of the Iran deal, destabilizing the region and brazenly threatening the security of sovereign nations.
Mr. Trump is obligated to inform the Congress whether Iran is in compliance with the Iran agreement that temporarily curbs its nuclear activities every 90 days. The next deadline is scheduled October 15th. At a news conference at the UN, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani suggested that any country that tries to back out of the agreement would do nothing but embarrass itself. He said the JCPOA will remain as is or it will no longer exist. Meanwhile, General John Hyten, head of the U.S. Strategic Command, said Wednesday Iran is operating under the deal while also rapidly deploying and developing a series of ballistic missiles. Togolese security forces Wednesday opened fire on anti-government protesters demanding an end to the rule of President Faure Gnassingbé. Rights groups say one boy was killed and more than two dozen others wounded across the tiny West African country. Tensions are on the rise since protests broke out last month over an effort to reimpose a two-term limit on presidents. The Gnassingbé family has ruled the country since independence 50 years ago. Tuesday, Parliament failed to approve a measure providing for term limits after the opposition charged a provision would allow Mr. Gnassingbé to remain in power. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe devoted his UN General Assembly remarks Wednesday entirely to the threat posed by North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. Mr. Abe warned Pyongyang's nuclear weapons either already are or on the verge of becoming hydrogen bombs, and their means of delivery sooner or later by intercontinental ballistic missiles or ICBMs. He said now is not the time for dialogue, but to apply pressure. Tuesday, President Trump told the UN if threatened, the U.S. is prepared to totally destroy North Korea. Japan Forum for Strategic Studies Senior Research Fellow Grant Newsham said Mr. Abe's policy closely resembles that of ally United States.
I think Prime Minister Abe realizes that Japan's interests and his interests are in staying as close to the Americans as possible. And what he said does align with what Mr. Trump has said.
Last week, North Korea fired a missile over Japan for a second time this year. Mr. Abe said two decades of diplomacy to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula have so far failed. Vice President Pence called for strong and swift U.N. action to end nearly a month of violence in Myanmar's restive western Rakhine state, causing a humanitarian crisis.
And now we're witnessing a historic exodus. Over 400,000 Rohingya, including tens of thousands of children, have now been forced to flee from Burma to Bangladesh, with more following every day.
He said the world is witnessing a great tragedy unfolding in the Southeast Asian nation, also known as Burma, describing terrible savagery with villages being burned that has shocked the world. Meanwhile, Myanmar's vice president told the UN General Assembly the security situation is improving with no new clashes reported since September 5th. The Spanish government is preparing for more protests in the capital Madrid and cities like Barcelona Thursday as Catalonian separatists march in protest of a central government crackdown on those behind an October 1st independence referendum. This protest occurred in the capital, Madrid. Police have raided Catalan government offices and arrested local officials, seizing millions of ballot papers to halt the banned vote. The country's highest court has suspended the vote as unconstitutional after the central government challenged its legality. In Mexico, authorities now say more than 230 have died following Tuesday's major earthquake in central Mexico that collapsed buildings in Mexico City. Rescuers are working around the clock to locate survivors under rubble, including what's left of a school where 25 students and adults perished. Although downgraded to a Category 4 hurricane, Maria lashed the Caribbean island of Puerto Rico Wednesday with winds in excess of 200 kilometers per hour, plunging the U.S. territory of 3.5 million into darkness, causing widespread flooding and leaving at least 9 people dead on its course through the region. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.